Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since the night, and you're listening to the Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I talked to Wanda Ramsey about her business, The Creative Kids Box, which is all about family enjoying screen-free activities. Wanda, welcome to the show today. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah, I'm okay, thank you. Hope you are.
I'm good, thank you. How's your week been?
Very good. I just got back off of holiday yesterday.
Oh, where did you go?
Went to Italy.
Oh, was it hot?
Not particularly hot, but warmer than here. It was that's very nice and relaxing.
That's the main thing. Was it blue skies?
Beautiful.
Oh, it hasn't been blue skies here. It's been really grey.
Basically, yeah, it was a bit of a difference when we landed.
Wanda, talk to me about a bit before, in terms of how you got to where you are today and, you know, what inspired you and that kind of thing.
So I'm a mum of four. I'm a nan of four as well. I've been a working mum all my life. So I know how difficult it is sometimes to be at everything that you want to be for the children, and keeping them entertained sometimes is a bit of a struggle. I like spending time with my grandchildren now, probably doing more things with them than I was able to do with my children. And just spending quality time with them, trying to show them, you know, we do a bit of gardening and baking and things like that, to show them where food comes from, looking after things, that sort of stuff.
It sounds like obviously you were busy as a mum with your own children. And so now it sounds like you've got that quality time to spend with, you know, the grandchildren, which you might have on, you know, you would have, I'm sure you had time with your own children, but it's not the same, is it?
No, definitely not. You're doing all the household things and things like that with your own children mainly, aren't you? It's nice. It was nice, obviously, spending time with them, and you make the most of it that you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the school runs you used to do with your own children, and I'm guessing that must have also played a part as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I missed out a lot on like school plays and things like that because I was at work.
Of course, of course. What did you used to do for work?
I worked for a large supermarket.
Ah, so they can be quite long hours as well, can't they?
Yes, yes. I was a manager in one of the supermarkets, a department manager. So it was quite stressful at times, and obviously you have to do quite early starts or late finishes and things like that, so very often you miss out on the bedtime and the story and things like that, that is stuff that you want to be doing with your kids.
Absolutely. No, fair enough. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and what inspired you to start this subscription box service.
Well, it's come from things that I did with my children and I do with my grandchildren. Nowadays you see the children are so much more on screens. Obviously they're using screens at school, they're watching the television, they come home, they've got their iPads or whatever they're on. Sometimes when I was in the shop, you'd see little ones in the trolley. And when I used to walk around doing the shopping with my children, you were pointing things out to them and trying to keep them entertained. But now they're sitting there watching something on a screen. So I've read a lot and seen a lot about the effects of screens on adults and children's mental health. And with the things that I do with my grandchildren, that's what then inspired me to start Box, because it makes it easy for parents to know that they've got something coming in the post. And it's all a variety of things that they can do. They haven't got to worry about, what we're going to get them, because something's coming.
Of course. Gosh. In terms of mental health, what benefits do you believe these activities that you do with the children, what do they bring?
There's various things in the boxes that all have their own different qualities. But things are there, they help encourage creativity, bonding, relaxation, give children a way of expressing themselves.
What's in the box?
There's a variety of things, books, puzzles, games, arts and crafts, small toys like a yo-yo, and the boxes are themed. So, for instance, we have a space-themed box, and it's got themed rubbers and pencils and things like that, and a book that tells you all things like about space, random questions that you wouldn't even think of. So the boxes are all themed, and all the items have got their own individual way of helping children.
Brilliant. In terms of the arts and crafts, what kind of arts and crafts are the children doing? In kind of, what are some of the reactions to the children in terms of when they're doing it and afterwards?
With the arts and crafts, obviously, it gives them a way to express themselves creatively and emotionally. It gives them a chance to use their imagination, develop fine motor skills, and practices patience and focus. It's really lovely feeling if you've created something from scratch yourself. It gives them a sense of pride in their work. And also arts and crafts are very, it's a very calming activity, which again is good for mental well-being.
Of course. And what kind of books do you have in the box?
The books, as I said, the space box has a space-themed book. Not all of the boxes have a book in. It might have a book in one or a puzzle in another one. But if it's got a book in it, it will be themed to the actual box. I'm connected with some authors who will be in future boxes. We have had one author that's been in one of my Christmas boxes. And I also research what are the latest books coming out that I think that seem popular that children would, you know, they have good reviews that children would enjoy in the box.
That's brilliant. Is it a variety of different types of books? Are they like stories or like factual stuff or that kind of thing?
Yeah, different. I mean, the space one is more factual. Christmas one is a storybook. So yeah, they're all different. Depends what I find at the time that relates to the box that I'm working on.
And the books are all the books, like, are the kids able to read the books, or do some of the books have to be like kind of read to the kids as well?
I suppose it would depend on, I mean, the boxes are aimed at 5 to 10 year olds. So it's depending on the child's reading ability. Obviously the older age range would be able to read them themselves, but it's also a nice bonding experience for a parent and child to read the books together.
Mm. What have parents said about the box and the activities and puzzles and arts and crafts? What's their feedback?
I've had really good feedback. One particular mum told me that she was struggling trying to get her daughter into reading, and the book that I put in one of the Christmas boxes that she had, she absolutely loved it, and she used the rest of her Christmas money to go out and buy more books from that author. So it's not necessarily just about the book, it's an author that they connect with. So it's inspiring them to connect with something like that.
Mm, absolutely, sounds brilliant. Have the kids fed back to you about how, or have you just seen from their emotions or responses how they react to the box?
Yeah, I mean, they love having something arrive in the post, don't we all?
Yeah.
So it's something nice that they can look forward to. Yeah, and I've had pictures of what they've shown me what they've made, and that, you know, they're pleased if they've made like a little model or something like that. But yeah, really good.
Excellent. Can you share with us the main components of your subscription boxes and why you chose these specific types of activities?
Well, as I said previously, it's books, puzzles, games, arts and crafts, some small toys. So, for instance, as I said, a couple of the boxes have got yo-yos in, which is something that teaches children perseverance and their fine motor skills, trying to actually get the yo-yo to work. So you've got different skills that they're learning. If they're colouring, that's something that's very calming. So, as I say, everything's got a different use in there.
Brilliant. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Wanda, thank you very much for introducing us to what you do and the box. Moving forwards, is there anything else in future that you think that you might be adding to the box at all?
I'm not sure, to be quite honest. it depends what themes we come up with as we go along. and what products we find. I very much doubt that there will be anything different apart from those sort of themes. You know, I mean, it might be one box might have colouring in it, colouring book. Something else might be more paint based, and like building a model or something like that. So it depends what I find that I think will fit the theme. And I really enjoy going shopping for the boxes, to be quite honest.
That must be interesting. I was just asking because I was just thinking, it sounds like there's loads in the box already. It sounds like you've got loads of different activities and puzzles,
yeah,
and books. And you mentioned toys as well. Is that right? There's some toys in it as well, is it?
Yeah, it's not loads of toys, but big toys. It is like a little thing like a yo-yo or something like that that's got a particular skill that they can learn with it. So it's more arts and crafts based. It's not toys in particular.
Right, okay. Basically, I know you've mentioned about the books, the puzzles. What kind of puzzles do you have in the box?
Again, they will be themed to whatever the box is. So I think we had one in the we had a mermaid box that was themed around. I think that had a puzzle in it. So obviously something undersea themed. But a puzzle is something else that reduces stress when you're completing those. Again, that improves focus and builds patience. And it's a great way for children to practice mindfulness in a positive way.
And the puzzles, are they quite, I suppose, easy puzzles to use? And are there some puzzles that get a bit more complex, or is there like different levels of the puzzles, if that makes, in terms of complexity level?
I do sort of ask the age of the child, and obviously the younger age group will be slightly easier than and less pieces than older children. Otherwise they'll be getting frustrated with them instead of calming them.
Of course. Did you do any research into what the different activities in terms of what the benefits are or anything like that? Because it sounds like you've done a bit of background research in terms of the significance of the puzzles. And because, you know, like me, I'll look at a puzzle and think, oh, it's a puzzle. And that's the end of that. You try putting it together. But it sounds like you've done some background research into what the different elements of the box, how they benefit people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you sort of, I'm looking at what things help a particular issue with the child or an adult. And if I find something that I think, that solves a problem, that's something that'd be good to put in there. I think I've researched, and they were saying that by the time they reach teenage years, 1 in 5 children will have a mental health issue, which I find quite shocking.
Gosh. That is really shocking, yeah. I don't know if the numbers have gone up, especially since COVID. I'm hearing different things about how the young, you know, people are noticing the young suffering more in terms of their mental well-being. Have you heard anything similar yourself?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, less children, something I heard today, about the the reading rates declining and things like that. And I mean, obviously, screens have their place. Screen free doesn't work for every child, but there's still elements that you know, that a child, particular child, might learn something better on a screen, but there's still a screen-free activity that you could give them to sort of balance that out.
Of course. What's your take on iPads and children using iPads to do maybe puzzles or whatever other activities and that kind of thing?
As I say, everything's got its place. Screens can be, there's plenty of educational apps on a screen, but the more they do on a screen, they're losing the human interaction. And they take a lot of, they learn a lot of their social skills from facial expressions and human interaction, which they're not getting from a screen.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you're totally right in terms of the interaction part, because iPads and all these kind of things, people become a bit isolated, don't they? A bit kind of silo, if you like. They're just on their own and they get a bit maybe too into the whole iPad virtual kind of world, when actual activities, they, as well as doing them by themselves, they can do activities with other children.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, they are isolating and they're also quite addictive. You know, I think most of us have like looked at our phone and thought, oh, I'll just check that, and 10 minutes later you're still scrolling through it. And you do naturally want to see what's going on, and they do become addictive. So, you know, I try not to use things myself, but, you know, as much as I can. But also, I mean, I find it frustrating when perhaps you see, like you see a child that there's lots of things on YouTube and they'll be watching somebody playing with plasticine. And I sort of think, well, have plasticine, do it yourself. I can't see what's so exciting about watching someone else playing with plasticine. That's my opinion. But yeah.
Has anyone ever said, you know, or suggested putting an iPad in the box?
No.
Not yet.
It'd be rather expensive with an iPad in the box.
Yeah, anyway. That's true. With the box, do you find kids interact with each other more when playing the games or doing puzzles? Do they help each other out? Do you find that kind of thing happens as well?
Well, it's something that they can do, you know, more than one child can use the things in the box. They can do the things with their parents. And I think for grandparents, actually, it's a good way of connecting with a grandchild that's possibly like that doesn't live close, you know, because they can, if they send them the box, they know what's in the box. They can show them what they've made and talk about things and show things that they, you know, that they've made from it.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's really beneficial to some children. Do you find it's beneficial to some children who might be a bit shy? You know, they're not that confident, maybe in the classroom, and the box maybe helps the child to, like, you know, if they engage in some activities, it makes them a bit more confident. Do you find that at all?
I suppose it could do. It's not, that's not an aspect I've researched, to be quite honest.
No, I'm just trying to think, because, I mean, it sounds, I'm just thinking, if I was a child, and, you know, in terms of how would I find the box? Obviously, it's impossible to think that now because I'm not a child. I'm just thinking, well, not all the time. But, you know, I'm just trying to think of it. It sounds quite, if I was a child, getting involved with doing certain activities with the box in terms of what the puzzles or arts and crafts and whatever toys might be in there, it's kind of getting you to do stuff, isn't it? It's getting you to do things and interact.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, reading is expanding their vocabulary. Some of the things, as I said, will improve their social skills and hopefully will improve their confidence. Mm. If they're confident in doing things, they've got something to talk about, show other people.
Absolutely. With so many educational apps and programs on screens, why do you think it's important for kids to have screen-free options like these?
Because we need a balance. Mm. So, as I said, all the I'm not saying that they shouldn't be on screens all the time, altogether, because obviously I don't think that's practical, but to improve mental health, it is good to have time away from the screen, relaxing, reading, colouring are all things that are known to help improve mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. When we get too into the screens, I think also if you're as kids growing up and they're getting more familiar with, you know, screen applications or whatever it might be, as they get older, there's a possibility, obviously, that they might end up using more social media, possibly, because they're getting so used to using a screen, using apps. I'm just throwing it out. There's a theory that when you as you get older, you want to experience more and discover more and try different things. So the child might become more involved in, it might be promoting the child possibly using more social media apps.
Yeah, possibly, although, I mean, some of those they're trying to restrict, aren't they?
Is it an age restriction? Or
restrict more as to what they've got access to.
Of course.
Because, I mean, kids are always better at all this sort of stuff than we are.
Yeah.
So if there's a way of finding something, they will.
Absolutely, yeah, I totally agree with that. I can't believe how smart these kids are. They just pick it up and they're doing all sorts, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what is going on here?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, they're like sponges, aren't they? Soaking up information, and it's not always the information that you want them to be soaking up.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got anything that jumps out at you where there's some maybe success stories where a parent, or even you might hear from a child, where you're kind of complimented on, you know, what you've done and how the kids are finding the box so useful?
Well, as I say, the lady with her daughter that inspired her with her reading. I had another comment the other day that her daughter, I can't remember what it was. She couldn't do something which had sparked a sulk, and then the box arrived. And it was like forgotten about because she'd got something to occupy her and get on with.
That's brilliant. Are there any challenges to what you do or the business or anything like that?
I think the main challenge is fitting everything in the box. Because I have a particular size box, and then you have to try and find things and ways of packing it to get it in there. Apart from that, it's not particularly. I enjoy it. I mean, all the boxes are personalised. They've got, like, the child's name on them. I'll try and make it as personal as possible for them.
And the age range for the box, is it between 5 and 10 or something like that?
Yeah.
And depending on, if it's a boy or girl, does it matter what might be in the box, or do boys and girls get exactly the same things, basically?
So it depends. I mean, if it's something like I mean, we've got space and dinosaurs and things like that, but then I have got alternatives like mermaids and unicorn things if it's a little girl and they don't want, or little boy that doesn't want want that. Yeah. So there is a choice, but I mean, I try and make most of the things universal. So, you know, things about space, girls like dinosaurs, undersea world, that sort of stuff. We're trying to do a gardening box for next year. Oh. So I try and make things so that they're for either.
Oh, brilliant. So that is something different that it sounds like you're going to be doing. Like, as you mentioned earlier, there's different themes by the sound of things. So, yeah, so gardening sounds... What would you put in the gardening one?
Well, seeds, instructions for how to grow things and stuff like that. I mean, we've done a summer holiday one, so they've got little things that they could have in the car, little games that they could play in the car or on the plane. And we put in a scrapbook so that they could write up about, like, as a journal what they'd done on holiday, and stick things like tickets and things like that so that they'd got something to remember it by.
That's a brilliant idea. I hear all sorts. The number of times I can't... A penny for every time I've heard of the word journal in my shows, which appear to be... I've heard really good things about them. And obviously, kids will be kids. They'll write whatever it might be in the journal, some simple things. But despite that, talking about journals generally for kids and adults, I mean, journaling apparently for mental well-being is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And there's depending on what there is in the box, I mean, there's different things. They can use the scrapbook for that. I think in the space box, again, there was a nice space-themed book that I encouraged them to write their own story around a space theme. But you say they can use it however they wish, but journaling is definitely another thing that is very good for getting your feelings out. You know, instead of bottling things up, you put things on paper, it releases it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Would you be doing one for possibly the beach as well?
Well, the summer holiday one sort of was around that sort of thing. There was like a little extendable fishing net and a little kite thing in one of them. So it was all things, little things that were easy to do on holiday.
That's brilliant. So they can take it away with them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that one had a little bag that they could put everything in as well.
Oh, brilliant. We're just going to do another quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
In terms of mental health, you mentioned a few things, but let's go over it again just to summarise. The benefits around doing the activities for the children, what are they?
So the activities help children practice mindfulness, help them express themselves in a safe and positive way. The things can be calming and grounding, where everything, when you're on screens and there's lots of people about, everything can get quite overstimulating. They give them a chance to use their imagination, develop motor skills, practice patience, focus, and just calming.
It's quite a number of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, you know. If parents listening are interested in trying out your boxes, how can they get started?
We have a website, which is the creativekidsbox.co.uk. Creative is spelt with a K and kids is spelt with a Z. We're also on Facebook and on Instagram as the Creative Kids Box.
Brilliant. And it sounds like in the future there's going to be some more themes coming out by the sound of things.
Yes, definitely.
When will the gardening one be available?
That won't be until sort of May time next year.
Oh, just in time for summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be busy over spring getting that the arrangements ready and that kind of thing, is it?
Yeah, well, it's like easy things that you could grow on a windowsill or something like that, you know, a small tomato plant, a strawberry, something like that. It's amazing how different fruit and veg that you've grown in your garden tastes to what you've bought in a shop.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes so different, and it's really good for them to come and sort of watch, eat, like, you know, carrots or something like that. They might not like fruit and veg, but they like going and seeing how things have grown and obviously learning how they taste as well.
I'm totally with you on that, because I think my mum grows a few things in the garden, so when I see her sometimes, she gives me a few things. In my garden as well, I've got like apples, and they taste completely different to the shops. There's so much more flavour and juice. They're so juicy and everything. You can make a smoothie out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids will be doing that, but
I'm sure they can help mum and dad do that.
Yeah, that's a good point. The parents could probably benefit. Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, so I think that's fantastic. Are you busy throughout the whole year with the boxes, or does it tend to be seasonal? Or
no, the boxes are bi-monthly. There's quite a bit in the box, so I think it sort of lasts a couple of, you know, there's enough in there to last them a couple of months, on and off of, they're not going to be using it the whole time. the next lot come out Christmas. So then it'll be every 2 months from there.
Oh, brilliant. And is it UK only, or can you ship abroad as well?
No, it's only UK at the moment.
Ah, okay. I was only asking because, as you know, the UK Radio is an international radio station. So yeah, maybe in the future when you possibly expand, you might start shipping abroad. You can come back to us and we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, you know, and I know the Guardian theme is going to be coming out next year. Is there any more themes that might be coming out? You know what would be good? A Halloween theme.
Yeah. I mean, we'd sort of, September's is, or October's box is sort of, or was back to school and a bit of Halloween. So, yeah, we do. Obviously, Christmas is added into it. Easter's added into it. Halloween, summer.
That's brilliant. I think it's really good how you've kind of mixed it up a bit. You know, the boxes are there's so much variety to the boxes that it kind of covers maybe some of the things going on in the year, some of the events and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I try and incorporate whatever's around that month in there as well, unless it's a specific, like obviously the dinosaur box doesn't really have something else in it, but depending when the things come out, if there's something going on, I will try and incorporate it in it.
Brilliant. And is Easter included as well for April?
Yeah, it depends March, when April. Easter falls.
Yeah, I was just thinking that March. Sometimes it's end of March or it's beginning of April, isn't it? It kind of varies. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it depends when it falls, because obviously if we've had an early Easter, it will miss the box. You don't really want Easter stuff after Easter.
Of course. And finally, what advice would you give to parents who want to create more screen-free time at home for kids?
Create a nice cozy corner for reading, little book nook or something like that, or just have a dedicated corner where they can do craft, or just somewhere where they can, like, you know, make a tent at the table or something like that, where they can have cushions underneath it and just escape.
Brilliant. Wanda, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.